His Kids is being brought to you by His Kids Ministry.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a
Jonathan and Melissa Hauser opening up today's show with Raise a Hallelujah. Good afternoon. I'm Nicole Penio. Welcome to His Kids Ministries Outreach Program as we continue to bring the hope of our Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. And speaking of God's Word, let's go to it right now. The book of Acts, chapter 16. And what I'm going to be reading is about Paul and Silas being in jail. So let's pick it up at verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." So this passage shows us that praise is important. For when Paul and Silas were praising, there was the earthquake, the foundation of the prison was shaken, and the prison doors flew open, and their chains fell off. I don't know what you're going through right now, but if you are in the midst of a storm, praise God. Just praise Him. Praising God magnifies the Lord and shrinks your circumstances because you get your eyes off of your circumstances and on to God. So whatever you're going through, just praise God, keep on praising Him until you see the breakthrough that you are looking for.
You don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking. When it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am loved. I know that I am safe. 'Cause even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you. I don't have to be afraid. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good.
Christ, to die. king. Come let us bow at his feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things.
His ministry is now in our 29th year of broadcasting His Kids Radio Outreach Program, and we want to take this opportunity to thank all of you who have supported this radio ministry over the years. His Kids Radio Outreach Program is listener-supported, and we put our trust in God and His faithfulness to touch people's hearts to help us continue to bring the hope of our Lord Jesus over the airwaves. In addition to the radio ministry, there are people in over 127 countries who have visited His Kids Ministry's website, hiskids.org, as we continue to reach people all over the world for Jesus. If you would like to be a part of His Kids Ministry's mission and partner with us, visit hiskids.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to His Kids Ministry, Post Office Box 1061 West Hanover, Massachusetts, 02339. That's His Kids Ministry, Post Office Box 1061 West Hanover, Massachusetts, 02339.
There is no ocean that can't be parted. There is no mountain that can't be moved. I know there's help for the heavy hearted. The weak will find their strength renewed. You just gotta have faith. You just gotta have faith. It's life for the shadows, for all your tomorrows. It's knowing he's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you believe it before you can see it, and you can walk on, 'cause he's making a way. Just gotta have some faith, you gotta have some faith. Searching for purpose and know the waiting, praying through so many silent hours, finding a breath when you feel like fading, learning to love where you are right now. You just gotta have faith. It's life for the shadow.
Jordan Feliz singing about faith, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God is madly in love with you. This is your day. This is your opportunity to come to Jesus. The Bible says if you come to him, he will in no way cast you out. Everyone is welcome to him. It doesn't matter what race you're from. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter how you grew up. It doesn't matter what religious experience you've had. You need Jesus. Now's the time to come to him and give your all to him. You see, God is in love with you. And his love is not a feeling. It's not a philosophy. It is a person. His name is Jesus. Won't you pray this prayer after me? If you've never been born again, the Bible says, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer. If perhaps you've been born again, but you've been away from the Lord, you've been backslidden, you've been walking away from him, come back to him now. Today's your day. Make your decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. Pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead. I believe he is the living God. I believe he is the loving God. And now I invite him to be my loving Father. I invite him to be my Savior. And I confess he is my Lord. I turn away from a life of sin. I turn away from a life of selfishness. And Jesus Christ is now my Lord and my Savior. I'm yours, Lord. From this day forward, I will sit at your feet and you will be my King. I submit my life to your loving Lordship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, it's time to move forward with God now. It's time to give your life completely to Him. Begin to read your Bible and begin to pray and begin to get around godly, on fire Christians that are serving God in a healthy, strong church that's teaching the Word of God, 100% the uncompromising Word of God. God bless you. Your life will never, ever be the same again.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form, and if the stars were made to worship, so alive, God of your promise. Don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If creation still obeys you, so will I. If the stars are made to worship, so will I. So will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, so will I. And if the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sun, down my heart through all of my failure and pride, on a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion faces disappear, where you lost your life so I can find it here. And if
again 100 billion times. But one measure could amount to your desire. You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
Hillsong United with So Will I. The end of the song reads, like you would again 100 billion times, but what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves the one behind. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you. His Kids has been brought to you by His Kids Ministry.